tree-to-cup concept is basically taking the coffee from the farmer's garden and straight into the consumer. So the consumer will know where is coffee coming from and who's producing it. And likewise, the grower will know exactly where is coffee going to, where is it roasted, and who's drinking it.
How does PNG's coffee taste different?
Well, the difference is we only produce 1% of the world production. And we got this small volume that is different. Like in Colombia, like in South America, most of the coffee, their cherry is what we call a dry process. The cherry is left to dry on the tree, or they picked it and dry it on the sun. And then they hull it to get the green bean to make coffee. Whereas in places like PNG and Kenya, we take the coffee while it's still fresh on the tree, red ripe cherries, then we pulp it, we ferment the coffee, and then wash the coffee, we dry it in the sun, and then they hull, pulp, and turn into green bean before export. And also, given our unique situation here, given our soil type, given our altitude, various range of altitude we're growing our coffee, and some of the comments we're getting from the grower and the cuppers from international people, they said, man, you got some unique product here. So, you know, we believe we got something different to other countries.
How do the tasters taste it? Can you describe the processes that they use to assess the quality?
We get all the samples, one ton of sample from every cooperative. We take 20 kilos of parchment out of every one ton coffee from every bag. Then we process it using sample huller. We don't put it through the normal hulling coffee, the sample huller. Then we take this green bean bag, 20 kilos of green bean, and then we weigh out about half a kilo each. And then from that, we roast the bean. And from that, you get 300 grams of coffee roasted. They are then grinded down into powder, and then we boil hot water, and then we get all these cups. For every sample, there is 16 cups laid out, so the cuppers then go through it and then taste the coffee. They're looking at the color of the bean, the moisture content, and all the various tastes that they deal in the cup.
Are they a bit like wine tasters? Do they have to spit the coffee out? I mean, if they drank, you know, more than a few cups of coffee, they'd be a bit lightheaded, wouldn't they?
No, it's exactly like the wine. They spit it out, you know, they nibble it in the mouth, and then you have various taste buds in the mouth which they can tell, and then they spit it out.